thanks for joining us today. We're so glad you're here. It is that time in the show where we open the phone lines. I feel like we haven't had a chance to do that in the last couple of weeks. So if you want to give us a call, I'd love to hear from you. 651-641-1071 is our number. You can always go to the MyTalk app or the website, mytalk1071.com, and message us there through the Shop Girls page if you have a question or comment or...
Just want to say vent.
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you've got a couple talkers, Mom. What do you want to start with?
Well, I think it's interesting how stores either reinvent themselves or really add on to make themselves more relevant. And Michaels has done that because they are trying to make your in-store experience a better thing and a bigger thing. So they are introducing a birthday party planning service in the U.S. for kids ages 4 to 13. It's not cheap, but, it's been so long since I've planned a birthday party, and you probably haven't either for kids in quite a while. The price starts at $299. And what you get for that is Michaels helps you to organize a two-hour party for up to 8 kids. They can accommodate 12, so I guess you pay more if you want 12. The part of what the package will include is a themed evite, project supplies. They'll handle all the party setup and breakdown. Parents pay extra if they want to have, they offer Domino's pizza and beverage, goodie bags, and balloons.
Wait, this is happening at the store?
At Michaels. This is to bring people in. Right. They obviously have set aside a room.
Okay.
But does that sound like a reasonable price to you?
Say the price again?
$300.
Yeah, that sounds, yeah.
For 2 hours. But that doesn't count food or anything.
But yeah, but I mean, I remember from my days of doing kid birthday parties. I mean, those kind of packages.
Right. If they can get all of that done for you.
And I think parents will pay a premium to not have to do these parties in their houses.
Oh, yeah. That I would think so. They're also, Michaels is also reimagining what they call Make Breaks crafting class. And they're bringing back its Kids Club event series that are for kids 3 and older. And what they do is it involves them in creating seasonal or on-trend items. So, customers can sign up for those in-person or virtual classes. But I don't think it's a bad idea, to try to get more and more people into the store.
I guess. I just wonder how many people want to have their kid's birthday party at Michael's. But I guess if your kid is into crafting
and... was it when it was still Creative Kids stuff?
Yeah, they did parties.
In West End. They had a back room.
Yep,
in fact, you had one there.
They did.
Mm-hmm. For your youngest.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yes.
So, I don't think it's a dumb idea.
Mm-hmm. And you can pick a gift up right on the way in.
Exactly. Oh, that's a good idea.
That is interesting.
Then Party City. Uh-huh. All these stores are doing things, to help. They've expanded their store, their format. They have a new store format. And they, instead of having like regular aisles, so they've redesigned their balloon shopping experience. They have an actual area. There are the new format has 2 birthday worlds in each store. One is for kids' birthdays, and the other is for general birthday celebrations. So they are able to test new product assortments this way. And especially if you're shopping just for kids, you've got everything right there instead of having to go down, every aisle to find things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is a good idea. Their vice president of merchandising said, with this introduction, we've moved away from the traditional aisle experience.
Mm-hmm.
The birthday worlds of mini shops makes it easier for customers to find what they need all in one place. So, they had filed for bankruptcy, for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Yep.
And then
everybody's doing it.
Got money. But they've come back now and are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they've changed that around.
Okay. Interesting. You're a big Twins fan.
I am a big Twins fan.
The Twins are planning all kinds of new initiatives. I mean, they've been doing this for the last few years with the pop-up shops and some of the things they've been doing that are less about the game and more about the experience of being at Target Field.
Right.
Recognizing, I know this offends you, but that not everybody wants to sit through nine innings.
I don't understand why they
come. But we want to enjoy being at the ballpark. So, okay. Big name brand is doing, it's the highest profile marketing effort that I can think of them doing in recent years. Winnebago, which only moved its headquarters to Minnesota a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They're in Eden Prairie now. They are partnering up with the Twins in a really big way. They're going to have, so you know that Gate 34 area,
like yes,
where
I
they've
sure
had
do.
The pop-up shops yep. and the lawn games. Target yep. has a big presence there. They're going to have their name over those shops. It's going to say Winnebago Industries. But then the bigger play, they are turning an area of section 137
right.
into a boat.
You can sail away if the Twins aren't doing well.
Come sail away. So it's called the Dock by Winnebago Industries.
And it's right behind the right field wall.
Yeah, I like that section, actually.
Yeah.
And it, they have literally decked this thing out. We have photos of it at twincitiesbusiness@tcbmag.com. We'll put a link up, but, they've decked it out so that it kind of looks a little bit like the deck of a boat.
Yeah.
With, you know, with like captain's chairs for 12 people and yeah. little table areas. And you can rent this. You have to do it as a group. You can't just buy yeah, a seat.
Right, right.
So you can rent the dock. Prices start at $1,200, which you might think, oh my gosh, but if you really think about it, that's $100 a ticket, yeah. and it includes food. That's
yeah,
going
so
to
like
be
what kind of
lakeside
food does...
themed food and beverage.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
So you don't choose the food. There's a certain
Well, there's a
menu?
Special menu for oh. this. So what do you think? Would you do it?
If it was nighttime.
Because, what? Well, you only like boats at night?
No, I think it might get hot. I'm not good in heat.
Oh, so, yeah, there's not a lot of shade in
right.
that area.
If
you're
it
right.
Was really,
maybe they'll get little umbrellas.
Well, I think they should.
Although you know, that would block the view for others. I'm sure they can't do that.
Oh, right. I mean, I think it's a really clever idea, and I think it would be a fun thing to do, but I will go to a night game.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, I'll come with you. Mm. I'll take one of your 12 tickets. Let me know.
Okay. I just want to know what the food is going to be.
Yeah. It just says lakeside themed.
And you know what is nice, too, is that the suites, not that they're inexpensive, but you have to have at least 16 people in a suite.
Right.
And this.
Well, you don't have to, but you have to pay for it.
Right. Right. That's what I mean.
So this is for
yeah.
a smaller.
So this
group.
Is a smaller. Yeah.
They
group.
Also, the Twins also recently announced the Creators Corner, which is what they call
right.
the pop up shops. And
just
they've evolved
of,
it.
Yeah.
The first year they did it, and our friend Mitch Berthume curated it. It was a huge undertaking. They had different makers they'd have them for like three game stints.
Yeah. Because your father was there.
He was. Yeah,
with his
he
paintings.
Was. My father was there, yes, with his paintings. But then last year they switched to a model where it was just the same makers throughout the season. That's what they're going for again. And those makers will be Barefoot Potter, which is a pottery business in Minneapolis, Fox Lake Furniture, and United Goods.
And they're all women owned, as I understand.
Yeah.
So they will be there for the whole season.
They'll be there for the whole season. We should, while we're on the subject of sports and pop-up markets and our friend Mitch, we should say that the Big Ten makers market,
right.
which we talked about
City
last
Center.
Weekend, is open because this weekend it's the men.
Yeah.
Last
do you
weekend
know who's
was
playing?
The women.
Like, is it semifinals today, I think?
Oh, I don't know that, but I could tell you some of the makers that are at that market.
Well, that's more important. Tell us.
Whether
tell
or not you have tickets to the game.
You don't have to have tickets to the game. You can just go to this market. That's the best part.
It's on the first floor of City Center, and it is huge, you guys. I mean, we talked about it last week because I was really impressed. I mean, much bigger than I was expecting.
Yeah.
And lots of great brands, you know, from jewelry and gourmet foods and leather goods, some that I hadn't seen before, lots of cool surprises, and a lot of them doing things that are, you know, basketball and sports themes. They brought in special products to fit the moment.
Oh yeah, it's great. And I mean, what a fun thing to do before or after the games that you're going to.
That's right. REI made some news this week. REI, the big outdoors retailer. What do you think about this?
Well, they introduced their first collection of non-gender apparel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess there's more and more demand for this inclusivity.
Yep.
And so
it's
they have got
Active Pursuits.
And it ranges in size from extra, extra small to extra, extra, extra large.
Yeah.
All kinds of apparel. And they've got backpacks and sleeping bags and all of that kind of stuff, too. I think it's great. The more people you include, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Demand is definitely tipping for this. And yeah, genderless apparel. That's the way to do it. REI is generally on the front end of these things.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if I would even call this front end at this point, but it's nice to see them doing that.
Yep.
So, all right. When we get back, it is time for the Tech Report. Don't go away. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mother, Harmony, otherwise known as the tech expert. In fact, it is time.
The internet is a series of tubes. Tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
Well, in case you haven't kept up with the big building news around town, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, has announced it is building an $800 million data center in Rosemont.
Were you at the press conference?
You know what? I was supposed to go, but I was so worried about you that I just couldn't get my act together to go.
Well, good that TCB Mag reporter Dan Nipa went in your wake then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I called Dan. Mm-hmm. I said, Dan, could you do this for me?
Yeah.
Said,
yeah.
No prob.
Yeah.
So, but Governor Walz announced this. I mean, it's a very exciting thing. This will be in Rosemont. Meta and their partner Xcel Energy made the announcement Thursday morning, and it will be 715,000 square foot data center.
It's very large, and it's interesting. I mean,
280 acres.
Yeah, they said it's going to bring 100 jobs to town.
I was surprised at that.
I know. I'm like, that is a very large building. Can't you fit more workers?
You know what? I thought they forgot to put the other zero on.
That's funny. I had a bit of the same reaction.
Yeah, it's 100 permanent jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did say there will be, during construction, there'll be 1,000 jobs at least. And this is going to be the 19th Meta data center in the U.S. and 23rd in the world. And it will be completely supported by 100% renewable energy. So they hope to get this underway by it'll be up and working by 2026. So, I mean, you know, that's a great thing. And according to the Star Tribune, the data center will be one of the largest construction projects in Minnesota in recent history. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. So that's always good to hear. Okay, Allie, do you use Google Meet?
I have.
Okay. Well, they're rolling out filters, and right now you might want to use a filter or two.
Thanks a lot,
just
Mom.
Saying.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I know you can't.
I'll tell you, I definitely cannot put, if you're just joining us, broke my wrist, my right one, of course, and I cannot put eyeliner left. I mean,
no.
I would end up without eyes too.
Yeah. No. There will be no makeup going on.
Yeah.
Unless you can teach your husband to do that. And I don't think that's likely.
I don't see that happening.
Anyway, so Google Meet is rolling out filters that you can use to lightly, quote unquote, touch up your complexion before joining a meeting.
Lovely.
They first launched this on mobile last year, but it is now coming to Google Meet's web app.
Okay.
And there are two different filters, subtle and smoothing. And while they say that the subtle filter applies very light complexion smoothing under eye lightening and eye whitening, the smoothing filter makes all three effects slightly more noticeable. In a way, they are a little late to the party. Because...
This feels very 2021.
Well, they are late because there have been conferencing face filter features for Zoom and Microsoft Teams that allow you to change your appearance long before this. But, you know, I mean, at least they have done this now. And along with that, and I'm not going to read all of the names, but you also, it's available only to paid users on certain plans. For example, Business Standard, Business Plus, and a few others.
This is silly. This is nonsense. They have more important features they should be working on. That's my
take. Well, maybe people, maybe if you try it, you won't agree. You know, whatever. So here's a really interesting thing. Have you ever thought about what happens to undelivered Amazon packages? Like at night, do you lie awake in bed thinking, where do they go?
No. What do you mean? Like packages that were ordered but somehow never made it?
Never made it or they
why would that be? That's concerning.
No, they could get lost. They were returned. All of those kind of things.
Okay.
Well, there is, for example, one shop that I know I haven't been to, nor have you, because it's in Brussels. But this is an example of what happens. So this store called Pile ou Face sells unwanted Amazon packages by weight. So the operator of the store says he has a contract with Amazon to sell packages that were never retrieved, excuse me, from pickup places, or they got lost, or they were returned.
They don't just put that back in their inventory?
No, they would otherwise be destroyed. That's the interesting thing. It would all be destroyed. So sometimes, they said, the customers really score. And they've gotten smartwatches or other, you know, pricey items. But sometimes this gentleman said, things get a little weird. There was a lady who got 100 toothbrushes for dogs.
Oh.
That's what was in her package. So I guess if you want
to... Is it always a surprise?
I guess it's always a surprise. Yeah, okay. You don't know for
That's
sure what's going to happen.
Clever, though. I kind of like that.
It is kind of clever. I don't know why they don't have more of them or why there aren't any in the U.S. because they... At least they didn't mention
it. I had a package from Amazon that was delivered poorly. It was not at my door. They put it like on stairs. And honestly, I wouldn't have, if I hadn't gotten the notification telling me that the package had been delivered, I wouldn't have found it.
Well, yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah, you have to be careful about things like that. Hugo Boss is promoting the debut of their new denim focus line called Hugo Blue by joining a whole bunch of other top brands on the gaming platform Roblox. They have decided, they've set up, it's called Planet Hugo World, and it has interactive experiences such as a Hugo fashion match, which lets you style your denim looks and then share them with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Roblox is really intent on building this service because they really think it's an important bridge to Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why Hugo Boss also decided that they wanted to be a part of it. They are also, Roblox is also interested in becoming a bigger destination for commerce, and that's how they attract partners like this. And over 1.6 billion virtual items were sold on Roblox in the first 3 quarters of 2023.
That's wild.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I just can't even imagine that kind of thing. I guess I don't have time for any more, so we'll just save more for next week.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Good timing.
Sure.
It's like you just think in these, you know, segment-sized increments about technology.
I try. I do, and it's not easy.
We know it. We know it, but someone's got to do it, so thank you for taking one for the team.
Absolutely.
When we get back, our final award season fashion wrap-up. That is next. If you have thoughts, feel free to give us a call. Saw Olivia when she was here this week. I heard the show was amazing. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no,
she,
I guess
that's not a good really show. Good. Yes. Lexi, were you there?
No, I wish. But
did any of your friends go?
I know a couple people that went. Yeah,
and they thought it was a good,
yes,
good show.
I heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, you're listening to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. Sometimes we have experts. And today we're going to pose as experts. We've anointed ourselves. And I had this debate already earlier in this week with Lori and Julia because we did not agree about the best dressed at the Academy Awards, which is sort of the grand finale of the big award season, which seemed to just go on and on and on. My favorite on the Oscars red carpet was Jennifer Lawrence.
Mine too.
Yeah, they thought Lori and Julia felt like
it
polka dots.
Dressy enough?
Polka dots do not belong on her. They were too casual.
But I do not agree. I thought she looked like a movie star.
What do you guys think? 651-641-1071. Who was your favorite? I would say if you think, and I feel like you almost have to think about the stars. It's a whole season and it's like, how did they pace it out? And
the
I think the winner, well, I mean, Margot Robbie and Oprah. You think about this whole season, Oprah with all of her purple dresses, Margot with all of her Barbie pink dresses, both of them were unbelievably on brand the entire season for event after event after event.
Well,
Margot had a lot of fun with it.
Right. I mean, they had movies that lent themselves to being on brand.
But America Ferrera, just in terms of wearing great pieces, taking some fashion risks, and then on the night of the Oscars, finally wearing pink and having a moment, which I have to think was coordinated with Margot, because Margot, for the first time, didn't wear pink.
No, she wore black.
I thought America had an amazing award season, fashion.
Yes.
I mean, she had a great
season. There were a couple
I
didn't like. There was one with a big bow, and I can't remember it exactly, but it was not a pretty dress.
I think she's been crushing it. I think she's relatable. I think a lot of women see her in these dresses, and it feels like maybe. Like, I'm never going to look like Margot Robbie, but maybe I could wear a dress like America Ferrera. I don't know.
I'll tell you the other one that I thought looked absolutely stunning, and that was Eva Longoria.
Amazing.
Now,
there were a lot of black dresses.
There were. I want to say, if anybody saw her necklace, I know I probably would be overdressed at Lunds or Byerly's.
Yes.
But I'd wear it anyway.
Really?
I mean, it is just this most modern diamond choker. I can't explain it. You have to look at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But she had just a simple black dress, mm-hmm. but the it was off the shoulder and the sleeves kind of extended and nipped in at the waist and a bit of a train in the back. And I thought that she looked absolutely beautiful.
She did.
You know who I thought looked ridiculous?
Really did. Who?
Ariana Grande. Now, I know that she and Cynthia Erivo, it was an homage because Wicked is coming out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they are the stars. And the fact that she's the good witch and she wore pink and all that. But it looked like she was either carrying her comforter with her.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I mean, she's too little to
it was a
be
lot.
Wearing something
I
like that.
It wasn't the right look.
That's the first thing that I think is wrong. But, okay, so this is what I want to talk about, though, because I think this is just so funny. So during the show, they were showing Steven Spielberg, and to be honest, I don't know his family well, but I thought it was his daughter. I didn't realize just how young she looked. It is his granddaughter that was with him.
How old is Steven Spielberg?
He is 77.
Okay, yeah.
77.
He would not have a daughter that age.
I know. I was caught up in the moment. Jeez. I wasn't thinking clearly. Yeah. Anyway, she's 13, and she was wearing a very, like, a sweet dress. Sort of blue eyelet, strapless, scalped at the top, scalped, and also at the hemline. And I thought, that dress just looks so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I feel like Emily Blunt has worn that dress. So I went back to check, and Emily Blunt, in fact, did wear the exact same dress.
What a fashion detective you are.
Yes, to the SAG Awards.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I think is interesting is I can't tell you her exact age, but I do believe she's in her early 40s, Emily Blunt. Mm-hmm. So here is the same dress on a 13-year-old and a 40-something-year-old.
Who wore it best?
But that's the interesting thing. I think they both pulled it off.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that sometimes, about if mothers and daughters can wear the same clothes.
Yep.
And I think that they both looked good in it. Somehow went on his granddaughter.
What a cutie. She's so pretty. Yeah.
Yes.
I think she looks absolutely...
She's not his granddaughter. I mean, by marriage, she is.
Oh, okay. She's, I don't care.
I'm just saying Jessica Capcha is her mother.
Got it.
And that's okay. His stepdaughter.
So no, not her mother, her grandmother.
No. Yeah. Steven Spielberg is married to Kate Capshaw.
Oh, got it. Jessica I see. I'm
is
sorry.
His so stepdaughter. And this, I know, it's they are. We can blame everything on the wrist.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, no, she's very cute.
This is an absolutely adorable dress, and it's kind of depressing because you're like, that's so adorable, and it's so easy. And then you're like, this is what...
It is an Oscar de la Renta dress selling for $13,990.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to get in a couple
of
colors.
For a 13-year-old.
Wow.
Do you think that they really paid, or do you think they just wore it and gave it back? You know, because with a lot of the award shows, I mean, the stars give them back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the designers, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I realize it is Steven Spielberg, and I guess you get that call, but I mean.
No, I bet he had to buy that one for her. Ugh.
Kind of.
She's going to stand out at prom.
It's a very pretty dress.
It is a very pretty
dress.
And
I agree. I think it looks age appropriate, but it doesn't look too young or silly on a grown woman. It's also just a classic style.
It is. So then I want to talk about Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
I didn't realize till you posted a picture of her in the dress she wore at the actual Oscars that the colors on my television, they didn't look good.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't look like shocking pink and red.
Hot pink and red.
But it didn't look that way. They looked almost orangey. And I've got to get my television fixed, I guess. Mm-hmm. But what I loved more than that was when she went to the after party, she did kind of the mob wife look.
I would say she just looks kind of like a vixen in a leather dress, slinky leather dress.
According to people, it was a mob wife.
Okay, they're just using that for SEO at this point.
For SEO.
To get clicks. SEO is like to show up in searches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that one. I've learned something from you. Yeah. Okay, but what I loved more than anything, she was carrying a handbag that was a big cannoli. It looked exactly like a cannoli.
Is this available for the rest of us?
Yes,
we buy
it
this?
Is. Funny you should ask.
Okay.
It is available. The company that makes it is Kinza Winza, KINZAWINZA, $492.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't, you know, in the scheme of things, that doesn't sound crazy. I thought it was going to be like $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think they make it to order. I mean, I don't think, you know, you can just walk in and get it. But the way it looks, if you haven't seen it, and go to our website because you'll be able to see it. It was big. It was a lot bigger than a cannoli would be. But it was a gold shell casing with silver crystals that looked like the cream filling, and then darker crystals that looked like the chocolate chips. And I just thought that was
Well,
I don't know where I would wear it because I don't go to a lot of award shows.
No, but you could.
But I could. But I thought.
I think you could dress it up or dress it down. I think
with
you
all
could
of those
carry
sparkly
that
things,
with, sure,
do you
it'd
really?
Be fun. It would be fun to wear with something more casual.
Oh, okay.
Your twin sweatshirt.
With my twin sweatshirt, yes.
Yes.
Okay, then the other thing I think we have to talk about is John Cena.
John Cena.
In case anybody missed the show, first of all, if you didn't think he really had a good body, he has taken away.
Okay, did you hear that? Did he have anything on under it?
Yes, I did. Saw a picture. It's like a flesh-colored panty in a way that covered his rear end. I saw that,
so he didn't have
Jimmy
Kimmel staring at everything from behind him.
No, honestly. Obviously this was anybody who was old enough and saw the Oscars many, many years ago when David Niven, the actor, was presenting an award, a streaker. That was in the days when streakers were really out and about. And
really?
They really were.
That was the worst thing that happened, streaking.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if that was the worst thing that happened?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was actually 1974. And so just as he was about to present, this streaker ran past. And so that was the whole idea, is that, you know, they were doing a take on that. And I thought it was quite funny. But at he had the envelope in front of him. That was, you know, and he walked very carefully.
Yes, it was cute.
And
he was wearing Birkenstocks.
Yes. And then the idea was, I mean, somehow, I don't know if there was a quick commercial, whatever, and they... The next time you saw him, he was draped in fabric because he was giving the costume award.
Yeah.
And he was draped in fabric so he could
lift. I thought it was funny.
But what the New York Times wrote is they thought it had a lot to do with saying something about men are not normally, you know, everybody's laughing. This is how women, in many ways, are always dressed at award shows. They are wearing gowns that expose their breasts. They've got slits that go up to their hoo-ha. And so they were, in a way, what this woman wrote is, seeing a naked woman on stage at the Oscars could never be funny, simply because it's the norm to see female bodies in various states of undress.
That's very true. That is very true.
And the humor of his performance actually derived from how clearly it mirrored what women are always doing, right down to the steps he had to take. Because when they're wearing these absolutely highest heels possible, they can't walk. Well, and so it was very clever, but they were saying it wouldn't have been funny if a woman was doing something like this. So anyway, I thought
like that take.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's a good article that you can find in the New York Times, written by Rhonda Gerlich. And I thought she hit it right on the nose.
Okay, so very good. Well, are you glad to be done with award season?
You know, I kind of am, because I'm sort of sick of everybody wins the same winners are at every show.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And I think the real question going forward is, are we all going to have floating shoulders?
Well, that is a question, because that seems to be a very popular trend. Emily Blunt's dress
was
like that, and so was Florence Pugh's. And there, I thought that I commented on Instagram. I thought it was a definite no.
Yeah.
Because it also had
Listen, you moved your commentary. Let's say, you know, I had a couple people reach out to me during the awards saying, where is your mom?
Oh.
We're waiting, because you took it off of Twitter.
I did.
You had a falling out with Elon.
Yeah.
You moved it to Instagram.
Yeah.
Your commentary.
And you were
on fire, Mom.
I mean, this dress, besides the floating shoulders, had seating that looked like it was a man's boxer shorts.
Yeah.
And apparently that was the idea. I didn't think it was humorous. I didn't think it was pretty. She should have stuck to that little blue dress.
Okay. All right. Well, good wrap up.
We didn't need an expert. We were good enough.
That's right. We are experts, and we have to remember that.
Absolutely.
We should not diminish ourselves.
No, we must not.
We should just own it. All of our wisdom. When we get back, we will tell you about some good sales going on right now. That's still ahead on Shop Girls. Well, just to bring this whole day full circle, let me say that if you go to mspmag.com, Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine has an interview with Leslie Fima, Golden Bachelor favorite, about her return to Lifetime and her classes. She's actually teaching two classes a week. It's the Thursday one at 5, and then I think she has a Saturday morning, if I'm remembering
correctly. Do they have cameras in the room?
I hope not. I don't know. No. Oh, you to see my to see my great epic fall. Yeah. Anyway, but you can read an interview with her about fitness after 60 and how she, you know, is changing and how she thinks about dance, and it's kind of fun. Mm. Yeah, and nobody else fell.
Did the whole class stop?
Just me.
Allie, whole class stop?
No.
No,
well, no. I mean, you know, you're dancing. The lights are low. I wouldn't have wanted everybody to turn and look at me like a total fool. I'm sure some people did. The people around me all came to my aid when I fell dancing.
And did they carry you out of the room?
You know, a lot of people have been sending me the gif of Julia Louis-Dreyfus doing her Seinfeld dance. Yeah.
She's done all right, so, you know, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, radio is good for a broken wrist.
Absolutely.
It takes your mind right off of it.
And you don't have to have
better than the meds.
On.
Better than the meds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have any last headlines you want to get to? Because we actually have a lot of sales.
We do. And the only thing I was going to quickly say is, you know, Mattel is milking the Barbie thing as far as they can. I don't know how much further they can go.
Yeah.
But they have come up with a new line of Barbie-inspired wedding gowns that feature bows and ruffles.
That's called taking it too far.
Well, I think so too. Now, they do have dresses also for bridesmaids and for flower girls.
Yeah.
And the little flower girls one, are we keeping you up, honey?
Yeah.
The flower girl one is cute. But I think that this is, you know what? It had its moment. It had It made billions. It's great. I loved it, but I think let it go.
I agree, but the only thing I would say is I've always been a little bit amazed that Disney can sell princess wedding gowns, that they do the same thing and they sell. There is an audience for it.
That's true. And a couple of them that they showed are, you know, are really cute and they're nice. And then there's one that looks ridiculous.
Okay. Now you know. Let's get to some steals and deals. Okay, you want to start with your favorite softies?
Oh, okay. We can start with softies. Softies is doing a big thing because, you know, the whole site, everything on their website is 50% off.
Really?
Until the end of tomorrow, March 17th.
Okay.
You put in the code LUCK50, capitalize LUCK.
Okay.
L-U-C-K 50.
Uh-huh.
And everything on there. I mean, I read it twice because I thought maybe I was wrong, but I was not wrong. And so that's a really good sale. They have some great, comfortable in-house clothes as well as things to wear
and
out.
A lot that are moisture wicking, a lot of pieces that are designed
and
for
cozy.
Those who have, you know, the occasional hot flash or two at night. And that's a local
those
brand.
Days. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Local brand. So that's really fun. So we had told you about Rosenthal Furniture going out of business.
Right.
Rosie Rosenthal deciding to, you know, call it quits after many decades in retail. But even after the big sample sale, she could not get rid of all of her mom's stuff.
Yeah.
So much stuff. So the downtown building, the downtown Rosenthal Furniture right in the warehouse district that she is going to put up for sale, but still owns. She is doing one last sale. And I love this. They're calling it. Wait, I have to get back to it now. They're calling it Hoard.
Oh, that's the name of the sale?
Yes. They're calling it. Wait a second. What's the full name? So sorry. I just lost my... Hoard, the Collections of Laverne Wiley, which is apparently an alias that Rosie Rosenthal's very colorful mother used to use. Her name was Babs Leibowitz.
Yeah.
Four generations of... I mean, her mom collected everything from, human doll hair?
Yeah.
To, you know, amethyst grapes, pewter figurines, needlepoint, paintings, and more. And so now there is a big sale. They've basically turned what was Rosenthal Furniture in the warehouse district into a gallery, quote unquote, to sell off all these odds and ends.
And there are still some furniture pieces from Rosenthal that are available.
So
on sale as well.
The it's going to be open. It's open today. It's open March 15th through 17th, and then it'll be open again March 22nd through 24th, 10 to 5.
Ten to five on
Fridays, and then on Saturdays and Sundays it's 12 to 5. Most items are not priced. They're willing to negotiate.
Oh.
So feel free. You won't be offending if you negotiate.
Yeah.
And they are doing some private appointments if you reach out.
Okay, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I think we have to mention the sale that Amazon is having because they are for the first time doing a big spring sale. It's a 6-day promotion. It will run from this coming Wednesday through March 25th. And unlike their past promotional events, the sale is going to be available to all customers except Prime members will have access to some exclusive deals during the event. And they'll be like 50% off select beauty and sports and outdoor items and a lot of things on sale. And I would guess that just as with their other sales, probably Target and Walmart and all will follow up and do something.
But it's across categories. I mean, it's...
Yes,
right?
It's across categories. And the other thing that's going on Amazon right now, this St. Patrick's Day weekend, La Crusade, All Clad and More are nearly 70% off.
Mm,
so that
good
might
one.
Be something
and
to
hey,
check out.
And hey, you know, the DVF collection drops at Target on Saturday.
Oh.
There's some sneak peeks. They did their big party in New York. You can see those pictures on social and get ready to make your picks because I bet that's going to go fast.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it will.
Have a great week, everybody.